What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hey everyone, it's Dan.
It's Rose.
Josie.
From B-Trans Support and Community, the peer support service run by trans people for trans people right here in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea? And today, we're talking about the most Googled questions about trans people.
I don't think Google knows. I don't think they know about me. I haven't came out to Google yet.
Oh, you haven't?
They haven't got me data. They haven't stolen it.
Oh, they definitely have my data.
Definitely?
Oh, 100%.
Definitely. So, Google, how does a transgender person transition?
Well,
Dan, you are Google in this situation.
Not all trans people transition, as we discussed.
Exactly.
In the last episode.
Yes.
I believe we addressed this in the first episode briefly, where I outlined the kind of path that someone in the UK would take if they were going through the NHS route, of like first appointments, second appointments. We didn't really kind of touch much on like actual treatments and surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you want to talk about fur guys?
Oh, yeah, I'm the trans man rep today. I have actually had a first and second appointment, but not through the GIC. I've had it elsewhere. So, basically, that was mainly just when I had the second appointment, obviously, they were talking about what do you want to do in the future. And obviously, I just kind of said, like, I do want to be on hormones and I do want to have top surgery but not necessarily bottom surgery. So with hormones, obviously men go on testosterone, mm-hmm. hormone replacement therapy. There's a couple of options. You can have gel, which is what I went with, or you can have injections periodically, but I didn't want those because I'm scared of needles.
Understandable.
Yes. And basically what that does is it just basically puts you through puberty as a man. So sweaty, hairy, hungry, voice dropped, my hairline changed. I put on weight. I gained a bit of muscle, but not much because I'm not exactly gym lad, am I? Just things like that. So, you know, just like body hair and things like that. I've got a bit of facial hair. It's a bit pathetic, but it is there.
It is very much there.
And then is that a case of you take that for your whole life or?
Yes. Yeah. So I probably will be. Obviously, some people choose to take it for a period of time, and then once they're happy with their changes, they can come off if they don't want any more changes and things like that. You know, like some people who want to present maybe a bit more androgynous or they don't want all of the changes, they can come off and then they can keep most of them changes because they are permanent anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But so you don't have to stay on it all your life, but most people do, I think.
Yeah. Like with like estrogen for trans women, obviously, when you grow boobs, when you grow breasts, you know, that's a fairly big thing.
It is.
So, you naturally, I feel like, imagine it's you've got to stick on those for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fortunately, they're not massively, massively expensive in this country when you obtain them. The intended way with the NHS.
Uh-huh.
It's not expensive as such.
What, estrogen?
Yes, or testosterone, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, no, I get it for free because I'm unemployed, mm-hmm. but I do get it through the NHS. Mm-hmm. So, like, all of my prescriptions are free. It's just basically like any other prescription.
Yeah.
Where, like, once I am working and stuff, it will just be the same price as any other prescription, you know, like £9 odd.
Oh, yeah, you've got to pay for prescriptions in England, don't you?
Yeah. Stop flexing Scottish stuff all over us.
It's great. no prescription fee in Scotland. So if I still lived in Scotland, I would have got that's E for free.
That's even easier.
Yeah. But yeah,
so
no.
At least in that sense, because obviously we're going to be on them for however many years.
Yeah.
At least it's not that too much of a financial burden.
No.
But it's definitely something to consider and something to think about. Because if you total that up, that's a lot of money.
You can get them cards, though. The people who have, like, repeat prescriptions.
Yes.
Where you get, like,
they've made newly
fee.
Available very recently. Prepaid prescription cards.
His granddad was on one of them because he used to go to the pharmacy once a week and come back with a carry bag.
Very, very recently they've just started doing that for estrogen.
Was it not available for all medication?
No. Well, estrogen is an unlicensed medication in this country.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. It's not actually officially licensed, which is particularly interesting. Learned that after some interesting conversations with my GP.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yes.
I don't know that.
You know, study sessions where we both learn things. So, basically, yeah, what it boils down to for the most part in terms of if a transgender person chooses to transition is that for guys, you take testosterone.
Yeah.
For girls, you take estrogen.
Uh-huh.
And for the most part, that is pretty much it.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, obviously, the things like surgeries
blockers.
Are optional entirely. Blockers are obviously a part of some regimes.
Yeah, no, I'm supposed to be getting blockers.
I might have to go on blockers.
Yes, so say, for example, you were taking estrogen sublingually under the tongue, absorbing it, they'd probably also recommend you take an antiandrogen known as ciprotrone or spiro in order to block the testosterone production. And then taking the estrogen itself is what makes you have that feminine second puberty, as opposed to the masculine one that you're having.
And what does that do, Rose?
Oh, dear me. It makes me cry all the time.
Oh, I can't wait.
I love that for you.
I can cry absolutely all of the time.
The way that I used to cry at 15 is so cathartic. Well, I can't cry anymore.
The football match, big football match.
Uh-huh.
T took crying away from me. It'll come back in a couple of years, but I want to cry again.
No, I was. I heard the football match from my window because I live close to the city centre, so I decided to put it on. The really big football match.
Oh, like, yeah.
Sold out, 50,000 people. I can tell you don't watch football.
No, I don't. I want a football top, though.
I put it on. I was bursting into tears, like bawling my eyes out.
Why?
Watching the football, watching Newcastle score.
Was it
I
that good?
Know, like,
I was literally streaming with tears. I want to know
what was the reasoning.
It's just so many emotions going around my body the time, and I got mood swings.
I'm gonna be absolutely horrendous watching like nostalgic stuff.
I'm supposed to have mood swings, but I don't think I've had any.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think you probably don't notice them yourself, but my flatmates have been telling me, like,
really,
calm down, calm down, hun.
I'm meant to get like more irritable and stuff, just like for a bit. But
you're definitely less likely to notice it yourself.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
A little bit,
Josie. If you knew me when I was 15, this is nothing.
Right.
So that's another thing. Then, do trans women and men have periods?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah,
depends.
Yes, well, it depends what you're talking about, whether you're talking about a man or a woman, but the answer is still yes. Where do we start with this?
So, trans men, when you go on T, a lot of the times it does stop. That's kind of the reason why I might have to go on blockers, is because mine has not stopped, and it's meant to have by now. So they basically said, like, if you've been on for a while and it's not stopped, come back and speak to us about it and we'll put you on blockers. And I was like, cool, buzzing. So I've got to ring them up and do that. But can't be bothered. But yeah, so it depends kind of, you know, what treatments people had. Obviously, a lot of trans men get hysterectomies as well, and that, you know, they've got no bits to have a period with after that.
Yes.
What about trans women?
No, you see, I think that's what confuses people a lot, because you think about the bits to have a period with.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say that a trans woman has a period, you think, what? How?
Go to the doctor's, girl.
Right. So the way it works is with taking estrogen, it creates that natural cycle in your levels as a typical cis woman would have, where throughout a month it goes up and down, that in
the 28
respect
day.
To your, yes, yeah. your ovulation cycle. But your levels of estrogen themselves go up and down. So for a trans woman, at times during a month, you can find yourself feeling symptoms such as some cramps, definite mood swings, mm-hmm. cravings, very PMS-like symptoms.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
And that's... they typically end up occurring on a cycle basis that you typically expect. Mm-hmm. So you can just use like a period tracking app. Today I'm in a whole lot of pain. I can't leave the bathroom, and I feel like I want to die. But tomorrow...
womanhood.
I go on the app and I'm like, oh, I'm absolutely loving everything, you know? So you get the idea. Use the app to track the periods. But you do feel the symptoms. You do feel genuine cramps, which is super strange because it's just your abdomen cramping.
Yeah, I have seen some people call it like a phantom period.
Yeah, it's super strange. Yeah, definitely a hot water bottle does help.
I wouldn't know.
I'm going to be absolutely horrendous when that starts with me.
So yeah, that's a whole lot of fun. But it's interesting that obviously, I guess, you know, both trans men and women have periods in a sense.
Yeah.
But in ways that most people just probably wouldn't think about. Because
I think the trans women one is really interesting specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because obviously like trans men, you're like, oh well, yeah, they've got the bits, whatever.
We literally just like it's like a ghost. It's like just gripping on my stomach. Just a ghost seeing it.
That's great.
A ghost, I don't know.
Ghosty grabbing.
Yeah.
Not the ghosty grabbing.
No, I think I definitely get what you mean by phantom. I can definitely feel like that.
Cool.
So yeah, it's very strange, but we both have them.
Interesting.
So number three, do trans people have to take hormones for life?
Yeah, so we
might kind of mention that last episode, really.
Or just earlier.
Again, it just kind of depends on what you're wanting, really.
Yeah.
Because
I'll have to still mine for life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think for the majority of people that end up taking hormones, it will be for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, it is just as simple as if one day you say, nah, not anymore, you can. You can. That's a thing you can do. You're entitled to do that. Nobody's going to stop you. So yeah. So for the majority of people, definitely take them for life. Which, as I say, is it's convenient at least in this country, which isn't the same everywhere. That when you obtain them through the NHS, they are relatively cheap.
Yeah.
But yeah, not always. Not always for life. So that one's pretty. That one's easy.
Can trans people have children?
That's an interesting one.
I mean,
yeah.
You can adopt.
Right, obviously the easiest option there. If you complete about everything biological, I suppose, you can adopt, which is totally fine and totally works and makes no difference.
Yeah. There is also, there is a bit of an old-timey myth that trans men on testosterone can't get pregnant, but that is not true.
No, it's not
as
true.
As many
at all.
Trans men have found out the hard way.
Oh dear.
These days, they do warn you now. When I got mine, they did say like, this is not a substitute for a birth control.
Yes,
it's not going to make you infertile. So you know, watch out. That kind of thing. But that was very much a myth. When I was coming out, it was like, oh, well, you can just go on tea and be infertile and it's fine. But that's not true.
Just not true
at
all.
It was just a bit of misinformation that was going around. We were misinformed and now we are not informed. But yeah, trans people can have children. I've known people... I know trans men do have to come off of tea if they are with child.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the duration of pregnancy. And then if they are choosing to breastfeed afterwards, they have to come off tea just so they don't give any to the baby.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They can get pregnant and they can have children, and I have known trans men who've had children after they've transitioned, and everything's been fine. Baby's fine, healthy.
No, I've seen plenty of like happy stories online.
Yeah,
it's very nice to see. It's always, you know, kids are cute.
Are they?
Oh, okay.
Both of I'm not a massive fan of children.
Okay.
So
some people just aren't.
Well, yes, I suppose speaking of the children, trans women naturally also are part of that process typically.
Really?
So what would happen is you can store your gametes, is the term.
We could do that. Yeah.
Yes.
Freeze your
eggs. Freeze your eggs or freeze your sperm, which can potentially be used at a later date if you want. It's frozen, nice and fresh. The process involved in that, you probably come off of estrogen or testosterone subsequently for a couple of months and then store them.
Oh, actually, no, we have
more
to,
than likely with
we have
the
to
NHS.
Go off of tea and then go on I can't remember if it's E or P. We have to go on estrogen or progesterone. I can't remember which one. But to harvest eggs, because obviously only one or two eggs gets mature at a time.
Right. So that makes sense.
You have to get like loads of like other hormones put in you to make all of your eggs mature at once so they can harvest as many as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, for women, nothing like that. It's just coming off of the estrogen. And then you can store, which you can then choose to use at a later date. I think that is about how that works. Because that's just something that, like, a dude could do too.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same process.
It's literally the same process. And then as soon as you've done that, you go back on your estrogen, assuming that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then you just continue just living. And then you can have kids if you want. Just do that if you want. Just have kids. So, cool. Super easy. Trans people can have children.
It is offered on the NHS as well.
Yeah,
is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is an NHS service. Yeah. You can also get it private, but they do it on the NHS. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was asked if I wanted to freeze anything before I started tea, and I said, nope.
Yes, I think it's more common these days than it used to be, definitely.
Yeah.
Because when I had the conversation with my GP at the start of this year, I was asked if I wanted to store.
Mm-hmm.
I chose not to, personally, but I was asked. I was given the option.
Well, it's good to give you the option for it.
Yeah, because I've had friends who've gone through the process of storing stuff before they've started their hormones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so it is an NHS service.
So those are the most Googled questions. There's a lot in there. I think they're quite funny. Remember to follow BTransMB on all social medias and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer. And make sure you tune into the next episode.
Remember to follow BTransNB on your socials and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.